another analogy that is used in the scriptures, that the church is the body of Christ, that we are the physical, visible presence of Christ in the world. Have you ever thought about that, about yourself? That as you go out in work, in school, in your families, everywhere you go, whether you're shopping or whatever else, you are the visible presence of Christ. I am the visible presence of Christ. As church, we have this union with Almighty God through the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, a lot of times we look at baptism, for instance, you know, it's okay, water, it's a nice little rite, water is poured on the child's head, and Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, oh, it's all so wonderful. The reality is, something radically changes there. That child, or adult as the case may be, now becomes a child of God, now becomes a temple of the Holy Spirit, now no longer lives merely a natural life, but is raised to a supernatural life. That our sins and our brokenness are transformed from the inside, and we become the body of Christ. Not merely an organization. This isn't just something we pay our dues and we get to join. We become the body of Almighty God. That should blow our minds. Without the Holy Spirit, authority is a matter of domination, and we certainly see that in plenty of areas in the world where we look at totalitarian regimes, where they put their finger down on people. And authority is a matter of domination. But in the Holy Spirit, we have the very author of life speaking through that authority and giving us liberating service. Have you ever thought about that? Authority being something that sets us free? So often we think of it exactly the opposite. We think of authority as something that binds us. But authority in the Holy Spirit sets us free. Example, 12 years ago, as a deacon, I put my hands in between the hands of Bishop McCormick, and he said, "Do you promise respect and obedience to me and my successors?" And I said, "I do." In that moment, I submitted myself to his authority. Not always been happy with that. First, he said, "We're going to send you to Exeter." Okay, so I went to Exeter. I was very happy in Exeter. I loved the people of Exeter. I ministered well in Exeter. I grew in Exeter. And then the bishop calls me up one day and says, "We're going to send you to Keene." I didn't want to go to Keene. I wanted to stay in Exeter. I was comfortable there. I was happy there. But so I went to Keene. And I got to love the people that were there. And I got to serve the people that were there. And in a very short time, 14 months, the bishop called me again and said, "We're going to move you to Epping." I says, "I don't want to go to Epping." In my mind, I didn't say it out loud. "I don't want to go to Epping. I'm happy here in Keene. I'm comfortable." But I went to Epping. And there, I found people who I got to love, who I got to serve. And then the bishop called me and says, "I want you to go to Pelham." And I said, "Where's Pelham?" No. I knew where Pelham is. But I didn't want to leave. I was comfortable. I was happy. And then I came here. And there are people here that have come to love. And I can serve. And then the bishop... No, he didn't call me again. And may he not call for another 20 or so years. But if I had followed my own will, I would have been stuck in my own little world. But authority in the Holy Spirit set me free from that. It was a liberating service so that I could follow the example and the adventure of following Christ. You ever think about that? How freeing it is to get out of ourselves? And it set me free. I'd be a rather boring kind of guy if I did everything I wanted to do. But authority can be a liberating service, helping us to follow that example, that adventure of following Christ. Without the Holy Spirit, mission, it's a matter of propaganda. The image I get is having the stick that you then shove your beliefs down someone else's throat. That's what a mission would be if it didn't have the Holy Spirit. You don't believe what I believe, I'm going to make sure you believe what I believe. But in the Holy Spirit, mission is Pentecost. Dude, you have to come and hear this amazing news! Jesus rose from the dead! This is incredible! Come on! You don't know what life is. Come on, you got to figure out what this is. I found something amazing. Now come along, I want you so much to have this. Not shoving something down someone's throat, but the excitement of knowing the truth that life comes in abundance in the Holy Spirit. Mission is Pentecost. Without the Holy Spirit, the liturgy, no more than an evocation, words about words, a little ritual that we do. But in the Holy Spirit, the liturgy is both memorial and anticipatory. It's a memorial. We remember what Christ did on the cross and rose again, and it becomes real here and now as bread and wine become the very body and blood of Christ. And what happened 2,000 years ago is now right here, right now. And it's anticipation that we shall then also share in heaven. And here at the Mass, we are a quarter inch from heaven. If we had but the ability to pull away the veil that is shielding our eyes, we could see the angels and the saints surrounding us, and as they cry out, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory." That we are here in the presence of Almighty God, and we anticipate the eternal liturgy of heaven. In the Holy Spirit, we are raised into that eternal gift. Without the Holy Spirit, Christian living is slave morality. Oh, I can't do all the things that I want to do because those are bad. And I have to do the things that I don't want to do, like going to Mass on a Sunday morning. Anybody ever do that before? And so it's looked like, oh, I have to do this stuff. It's a slave morality. But in the Holy Spirit, with the Holy Spirit, by the power of the Holy Spirit, human action is then deified. It's made godlike. That what we do then is a participation in the very life and the heart of Almighty God. Can you tell I get excited about this stuff? I love Pentecost. It's a wonderful day as we experience this grace of the Holy Spirit. But we have to remember that we were not made simply to live natural lives. In the power of the Holy Spirit, we were called to live in the supernatural realm. This gift given to us in baptism, strengthened in us in confirmation, and fed to us every time we receive the bread of life, the Eucharist. This is what God is calling us to in His new life. So let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Fill our hearts. Raise us to your supernatural life.